All right, so we gotta learn a little bit. Anyway, I don't know. He said it because in theory you should know that. I don't think he actually meant you should do that. It's not practical. And for many people, I heard Rav Gifter, and I think there's some truth to that. Too many svarim just get people confused. He says it's not healthy to read so many svarim. At some point, you just get your head gets too confused with too many svarim. So I don't think especially for the weaker guys, they should have advice. They shouldn't everything on the sugya. I don't think that's realistic. I don't think it's even, you know, so in theory. Okay, that's it. We're supposed to be doing taisis, right? I think so. I think that's what we said we're going to do.
Yes.
Okay. Perek ish mikadesh as kedushin. Ego diyao ef mishchut echutz. Who below shulko? In other words, it's a pasuk that tells you that you can't have a shliach by shchut echutz. And then we make a binyan av that just like shchut echutz is an avera, you can't have a pasuk. Likewise, every other avera, you can't have a pasuk. The ego, the aleph, mishum, the avera, miilo tzvicha, shnei ksim abuam keachol. Okay, this happens to be some interesting. Taiva says that there are the Iko the Yawif because the Shnei Ksuvim Bo'am Gechon. It's not really beferish in the Gemara and Kedushin that they were Yawif there. My recollection of the Gemara and Kedushin is just the Gemara as the Kasha, that why don't you learn out the other way? The Yeshech is Varavera from these other Psukim. And then they answer because there's Shnei Ksuvim Bo'am Gechon. Doesn't say beferish that we're Yahweh from there, ain't Shech is our there. But Tavis is, that's how Tavis is learning the Gemara, that we're learning from there that ain't Shech is our there. This happens to be a very interesting Taisis. Anyone know why? For the Klalei Hashas?
Now, I thought the Gemara over there was saying that it depends on whether you hold Shnei Melamdim or not.
Yeah,
one Mandar learns Mishnei Melamdim, 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 and the other one holds the opposite.
But you are
from one Pasuk.
Yeah, but I say, but even the one that says Melamdim, the Mora didn't say that that's there, that's where we learn it from. Mora just said, therefore, you can't learn Fakert. I think the Gemara was bothered by a question that you should learn out from there. Anyway, anyone know the Klalei Hashas against the Gemara?
Why is Taisus telling us where we learn it out from and not asking Akasha, making an Aftamina?
That's a good question. I first want to do Klalei Hashas.
I mean,
people got to know, if you want to know the Klalim of Yud Gimel Midas, so where do we find Klalim of Yud Gimel Midas?
Of Yishmael Omer?
Yeah, but where do we find Klalim of it?
At the beginning of the Medrash Rabbah has a big
Hakama. At the beginning of the back of Brachas.
Also back of Brachas.
Back
too.
Of Brachas, there are the Klalim of the Yud Gimel Midas, Klalei Rashi, Klalei Talmud, lots of interesting things. So it has there, see if I can find it again. I know it's here somewhere. Klalei HaTalmud from the Knesset HaGedayda. So he says, here, I'm going to read it. If you have a Gemara handy, you can read it to yourself too. Kedai just to see, so you just know where to find such things. It's good to know Bikiyas, you know, where you find. So if you like in the back of Brachas, the regular Gemara is on page 98 in the back. So it's Klalei HaTalmud from the Baklas is like a data. So he says as follows, Klalei Shnei Ksuvim Bo'am Keachon. Says, Aleph, Kol Shnei Ksuvim Bo'am Keachon, Havi Kimo Miyuta, Hu Ba'alma Eim Melamdim Nidas HaTaisus, Hu Nidas Rashi Zau Eino Miyuta, Eda Shei Melamdim Ehem, Pitzorch Lelamdom Ehalma, Mari Ben Leiv, Say for Aleph, okay. Anyway, so he says that it's a machlokes rishonim between Rashi and Taisus, whether when we have Shnei Ksuvim Bo'am Keachon, is that a positive raya that ain't melamdim? Is it as if it wrote the ferish amiyat, or just you can't learn out from there? So therefore, you're back to nothing. You know, you don't know either way. Right? He says, Taivis learns that Shnei Ksum Ve'Gechad is like a miyit to tell you that everywhere else is different. But he says, Rashi holds that it just tells you you can't learn out from here. And now we don't know what the halach is. Could be the halach is yes. It could be the halach is no. Right? Very, very interesting. Machlekes Rishayim. So that means that Taisus over here, our Taisus is the Shitaso. Right? It's very nice.
Everybody has to be muskim to that klal?
What?
Everybody has to be muskim to that klal?
Everyone, I mean, this is a Marie Ben Leib. Marie
Ben Leib. Toes the opposite of his Shita?
No, he's the same as his Shita. Marie Ben Leib is a very, very early Achrim. Marie Ben Leib is the time of the Beis Yosef. I don't think we're going to argue with Marie Ben Leib.
And I thought we said that according to Tosis.
What?
Sorry, according to Tosis.
It's a positive miyut. Okay. You can learn out the opinion of to everywhere else. There's a miyut. The Torah says everywhere else is not true. According to Rashi, it's just saying that you can't learn out from anywhere else. Everywhere else is neutral. We don't know what this story is everywhere else. From here, there's no raya. To the fact that they have two ksuvim, so there's no raya. See, Torah wrote Shnei ksuvim, so there's no raya. But what's it in it everywhere else? We don't know.
I'm probably not allowed to ask Svara questions in Yogim Almidos, but but I'll ask it anyway. What's the Svara in Rashi's Shita? Like, if why are we back to square one? Let's say in our example, Luyitzur the halacha is Yeshlich Dvar Vera. Why would the Torah have to write two times Yeshlich Dvar Vera?
It's probably some,
maybe there's some cases where it's actually right probably, over here. Let's say Shkuti Foot, right?
It's probably,
so that means we can learn from it. So we can learn that it's a specific meal.
So though in order not to learn from Shkut Echutz, you need the same one.
That could be. You know, there is could be some places, yes, and some places. Chaim is saying, I wasn't going to say that, but Chaim is saying good, that it could be that it's some place, just like we have these two exceptions, and other places are different. It could be a third exception. It's just that you can't learn, Torah says don't learn everywhere. But some places, yes, and some places, no. I was going to say a different answer. I was going to say that apparently, even according to Taisus, you can also have the kasha. Why does the Torah have to write anything? The Torah should have written nothing. And then we would have also, then we went in on these two cases. Okay, that's true. Okay, I was going to say that maybe the Torah wrote it twice. Could be, it should have just written once and then you would have made a binyan av. So it should have just written once and make a binyan av, according to Rashi. If it didn't, it would be everywhere.
Twice is also, no?
So I was going to say that maybe there's some pircha that we just don't know. But I don't know. It doesn't sound so good. Now there's that, there's always a possibility. We just don't know. Okay, I don't know. It doesn't sound
good. It has to be that case, right?
What?
It has to be that exact case, right?
Which
means if an Amora gives a chilak and says this is Ibayavid, he's a chiyav, he's this one.
Why is this in Rashi?
I'm in anybody. The Gemara is saying that there are, even though there's a rule of ancient shliach dvar vayera, that's sometimes that's only in not everywhere. It's only in that surah of whatever
in those cases, it's all the time. But the question is, how do we know ancient shliach dvar vayera? So Taisa says we learn it out because shnei ksuvim b'gechad ein melabdim. So the fact that Torah wrote twice is as if the Torah wrote the Farish. Everywhere else is ain't shliach dvar vayera.
Or from Shkut Echutz.
What?
Or from Shkut Echutz.
Yeah, all right. There's two answers. Two positives. A machlekes amaron. According to Taivis, it's a machlekes amaron. One amara learns it out from Shkut Echutz. And the other amara learns it out from Shnei Ksuvim above Geachot. But according to Rashi, you could never learn it out from Shnei Ksuvim above Geachot. Because Marim Ben Leib says that Rashi, the Shitaso, holds that Shnei Ksuvim above Geachot is not a positive drasha. It's just an absence of a positive drasha. Just The second pasuk destroys your you want to make a binyanav. You can't make a binyanav, but you don't know. But you, now you don't know what the story is.
That there would be a third case. It'd be a third pasuk. That's the machlok. That would be the pasuk. There would be a third case, right? So that would be the difference.
No, it could be if shakes and could be also three tzumah and elavdin.
Isn't that a machlokus in the Gemara? Machlokus the number between like shakes and
dual tzumah. I don't think it's tzumah machlokus Rashi.
Rashi Tosus, yeah. But like, I think everybody agrees like three pesukim or more is in elavdin.
Okay. Anyway, it's a very interesting. It's just a good thing to know that if whenever you get klalei Yud Gimel Midas is in the back of, I don't say there's other places, and this is not that befeirish, but there's a lot of some very good things in here, obviously. Not my, don't have to get an approval, but very useful information, I should say, about the Yud Gimel Midas. A lot of the Yud Gimel Midas are not so rational, as we've said many times. They're codes, so you have to know what the codes are. So here's a very fascinating machlokes. I think we had that machlokes in Kedushin also in the Shavik Kesef Kikesef in the machlokes, but I'm not sure. But anyway, but here Tavis is Mamash Shishitasa. Okay, and let's get back to our sugya. So Shmuel asked a question, which Plain Yeshua asked, and I think other people asked too, is that this is just an unusual question. Tavis, the Gemara says, our Gemara says, the Kaimanon ain't Shechet Varaveir. Rashi says, Kaimanon, the Kedushin of Perek Beis. So Taivis tells you, where does the Gemara get it from? Like, who cares? Who cares where the Gemara gets it from? Like, Rashi didn't feel obligated to tell me where they get it from. Rashi just says, the Gemara says, Kaimanon, ain't Shechet Varaveir. You want to know where? It's in Kedushin, in second parak. Taifas goes ahead and tells you the machlekes, the two different days of where we get it from.
I mean, there might be enough community if it's a shnei ksuvim is the makor. It's like a, isn't that maybe like a tricky drasha?
Yeah, so what is there enough community? This is like a brisk shaina. In other words, is there any nafkamina what the mikor is? You know, there's usually, and it's in Chavetz Chaim, we sort of like skip the drasha. So when I take the Chazal's word for it, there's a raya from a drasha, and we'll go weiter. There are enochinami. There is a derech of learning that says that you ma'ayin in the drasha, and the drasha tells you nafkamina is a halacha. But first of all, you'll have to figure out how that applies here. And second of all, you have to figure out why Tosfos cares, why that nafkamina is relevant to our sugya, right?
And you could be coming to Fuki Rashi, who says it's misvara.
Wait, Rashi didn't. I never saw Rashi saying it's misvara.
Yeah, Rashi says it's. Rashi says that it's. The shalchem lav sheizor sheshliach is from Benar Mechazer. The havi lo kishlucha. That's a svara.
No, that's talking about not a dvar aveir. We're talking about ein shech a dvar aveir.
Oh, yeah, I see. Right here.
Yeah, right. So there is a Pnei Yeshua here, a nice Pnei Yeshua, who says something which is, he says that you learn the Gemara in Kedushin, and it sounds like that there's a third daya there. It sounds like that there's a daya that seems to say that yesh shechet varaveir, ein shechet varaveir misvara, because divrei rav, divrei atam, divrei mishaimim. Because the Gemara in Kedushin starts with the svara. The Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara opens with the svara. Then later they start these drashas. So there's a certain mashmais. I think that's what the Bnei Yeshua says. Get a Gemara and Kedushin. So the Bnei Yeshua is saying that Taivis is coming la'afuke from that shita. I don't think it's a svara. The Gemara inside. Gemara says, name a shluka shani the ancient chazaravera. The I'm reading divrei rab divrei talmid divrei mishaimim. See what happens here, the Gemara. I want to start reading the Gemara in Kedusha. I don't know if you people have a Gemara in Kedusha. The Gemara says, ancient.
Where in the Gemara are we? It's like what? A long Gemara. Where in the Gemara?
What? I can't hear you.
Where in Kedusha in that Gemara? It's like a long Gemara.
I'm at Bays. Gemara says, Shalech is a beer beyond Kereshite de Kotin. Potter bedine Adam, the Chai bedine Shemaye. My name is Shukla Shodam Kimshabi Apikea Pikea Chayat. My name is Shukla Shodam Kimbay. So, why when you send the Apikea Kea Chayat? So, where it says, Ain't Shukla Zaravera. And it says the reason, Darmina Divya Rav, Divya Talmud, Divya Mishaimim. Then they were Sakasha, I by me either. We see Yeshukla Zaravera. So it says, name of Shiny Mina, that there's a Pasik. Aye, so it says, a native Minai. Snakes and Bob Gekla, name of Amdim. That's the Gemara. So the simple marshmallows of the Gemara is that the Gemara knows Ain't Shef is Aravera, Nisvara. That's the starting point of the Gemara. The Gemara only had to say, a Snake and Bob Gekla as a defense. To explain why we don't learn out against the Svara. But the Mekor seems to be a Svara. So so the Yeshua says that Tavis is bothered by Akasha. If you say that Ain Shef is Vara Vera, it's because of a Svara, like the Gemara in Kedushin says. Gemara Kedushin clearly said, it's a Svara because Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud.
Right.
So if you say it's a Svara, so then what do you, how could the Gemara and the Havamina apply it to Chatzar? The whole Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud doesn't apply to Chatzar.
Right.
So is Tosfos disregarding Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud completely?
So that's, I think, how the Plain Yeshua is learning, that at least the Gemara and the Havamina, I'm not sure about the answer, Ravina and Rasama, but that he's saying, get a play Yeshua. I have the play Yeshua here. That Tavis is saying that the Havamina was not working with the Svar of Divrei Rav. Because the Svar of Divrei Rav, it's, in other words, I learned the Gemara that they not like the play Yeshua, that the Tavis of Adin knows the Svar of Divrei Rav, the Gemara, and the Gemara somehow or another had some Havamina that Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud applies to Chatzar. But he says not like that. He says, read it. Nirik avanasam, shem debreish lugi kedushim mashma. It's mashma. It's not beferish. To all the kaiman and sheikh zvera vera, hainu misara. The divi rab divi talmud. Became tikshe, mais hakadai to the makshah, hachadamo, nachos. The man never comes from sheikh as a boy. To a bechotcher, no shy clout, I divi rab. The chakos, what is your name, mikro? So he says clearly, the Plain Yeshua is learning that if you're learning with Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, then the Gemara never had a kasha. So then I don't know whether Tzavis is saying that the Maskana is sticking with the Havamina. It's not, that's very unclear to the Plain Yeshua. So what's the switch between the Gemara's Havamina and Maskana? Is the Maskana being Mechanish Divrei Rav? Or the Maskana, if the Hamina didn't hold the Divrei Rav, so Maskana is also not holding a Divrei Rav. That's the Chara of the Pashtas. I don't know.
The Rashi,
What? I can't hear. I'm sorry.
In Kedushin of Bamitzia, which?
I'm saying. Yeshua is learning that the Gemara and Bamitzia, the Hamina and Bamitzia is in Kedushin is Mashma, that the starting point is as far as Divrei Rav. So Plain Yeshua is bothered in Kedushin. He says, Tavis is bothered. What's the Gemara's Kasha in Bama Mitzia? That Chatzar should have Ain Shef and Varvera, obviously, Divya Rav doesn't apply to Chatzar, because the Chatzar has no Bechira Chavshitz. You can't tell a Chatzar, Divya Rav, Divya Tam, and meet Divya Shaymin. You can't talk to a Chatzar. A Chatzar doesn't have a Das. So he says that the Gemara's whole Kasha doesn't begin if they knew the reason of Divya Rav. So he says the Teretz says the Gemara in the Havamina didn't know Divya Rav. So the Tavis is bothered by Kasha. How could they not know Divya Rav? That's the source of Ainshech and Aravera. So he says, no, because the Gemara in Kedushin has other sources. So our Gemara, Havamina, was working with the other sources. Now he doesn't tell us what the Maskana is. Is the Maskana be Mechadish Divya Rav? Or no, that's not Mashma. Then the Gemara should have just said, Divya Rav, Divya Tamid. It could be the Maskana is working within the Miyutim, the Drushes, but it's limiting the Drushes only to these cases.
Yeah. I was just going to say, Rashi over here, Divya Masal Bar Chiyuva, who to me is Mashma, that the Rashi's learning the switch is from not Divya Rav to learning Divya Rav. Because all Rashi says that's new is Divya Rav.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with you.
I knew
everything. I thought that Rashi was Mashma, that we always knew Divya Rav.
Why?
Because Rashi says, Sha'avu muda divrei hazam potter sholeach tarmina ne divrei rav divrei tam nishaimim lo yira lasas. I know the avu muda davar hazam baje tarmina ne. I don't know. He's saying is he mechadesh asvara, or he's saying that was always asvara. Tarmina ne. Baruch Hayu Sha'avu muda rav davar hazam baje shir tarmina ne. I'm not sure.
Maybe saying that.
It doesn't, so it's not so clear. I definitely hear what he's saying. I have a problem with that Rashi. The Rashi doesn't seem to be Mechayish anything. But the he doesn't say, De'amrin elei. It doesn't sound like he's being Mechadesh, that the Svara is Divya Rav. I don't know. De'amrin elei. Does that mean that that's why he's being Mechadesh now? Hazam Potashia, De'amrin elei.
That's all he says.
That's when he's been Mechadesh.
Yeah.
And what about Rav Sama? Rav Sama is not working with Divya Rav.
That's a machlokes in the Ishita. Now he has two different opinions.
That what?
Whether Rav Sama is working with Divya Rav or not.
Well, see, they said that only Ravina is working with Divya Rav and Rav Sama is not?
That's one opinion.
Why don't they say the other way around? I guess because Ravina is more broader.
There's a footnote on the Ritva there by Rav Hirschler on that.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. It's very unclear. In other words, according to the Pnei Yeshua's Taisis, that the Havamina didn't know Divya Rav, so then the question is, what the Maskana is Mechadish? You could say that the Maskana is Mechadish in both Ravina and Rav Sama. You could say that the Maskana only Ravina is Mechadeshit. And you could say that neither are Mechadeshit. Because just like, you know.
But I mean, it's.
Let me just finish the sentence. Just like Rav Nosson is saying that there's a day that says that Rav Sama doesn't hold the Divya Rav. So if he doesn't hold the Divya Rav, so how do we get the Svara that it doesn't apply when it's Iboy Avid, Iboy Lo Avid? Teretz says it's a Svara. So just like Rav Sama could be Mimayit, could be Misvara without Divya Rav, so Ravina could also be Misvara without Divya Rav. In other words, we see from Rav Sama that you're allowed to make a limitation to the Svara of Ancient Varavera, even though you're not working with Divya Rav, according to at least one Deya. So then why should we assume that Ravina is any different? I don't know.
Okay, what was the cash? Then what was the cash?
Wait, I cut off Ravina. Let me get back. What did you want to say, Rav Nosson?
No, I'm saying, isn't it a universal swara of Divya Rav? I mean, anytime
he gets the task, the Havamina didn't hold of it. The Havamina didn't hold it. Not only didn't he hold of it, he didn't hold of it even after the Pasuk.
After Kedushin. Taisa's coming in with the maskon of Kedushin that it's not a svara.
Right. Now, the Taisa is saying, see, Pashup Shah, you learn either that it's a svara or you learn that it's even if you think the day of Kedushin quoted a pasuk, but of course after the pasuk we give the svara of Divrei HaRav, because you know you don't want to make such a giant machlokes. As one day I hold it's a svara, you don't need a pasuk. The other day I hold it's a pasuk, but even if you have a pasuk, but you want to give a svara to the pasuk, you don't want to make it stam exeris akasif. So the logical thing to do would be to touch up the pasuk with the svara. But Tavis is saying that the Gemara and the Havamina was learning in a pasuk without a svara. And according to, you know, you're quoting a shita that at least Rav Sama one day holds that that's a maskana. So it's very likely to say Ravina also is that way. You know, we don't know. Very unclear.
I thought Tavis has a svara.
We don't. Where did Tavis have a svara? Divrei HaRav. Tavis.
They says a melamdin. Both as far as are true, but we can't use it because a melamdin.
Right. So that a melamdin is not with svar. It's a pasuk.
It's two psukim.
It's two psukim that say yeshef is varavev. So we make a melamdin that everywhere else ain't shef is varavev. But the question is, why is everywhere else ain't shef varavev? So Yeshua is saying it's not because of a svar of divrei rav divrei atamid. Because it would be based on the svara of Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmid, then the Gemara here would not have make sense in their Havamina. But it has to be without the svara of Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmid. So now, what is the Gemara's answer? So, you know, so Rav is saying that for Rashi, okay, well, he read Rashi, I'm not 100% sure, but it might be. That Ravina is being mechanic Divrei HaRav. What about Rav Sama? Rashi doesn't say Divrei HaRav in Rav Sama. It sounds like Rav Sama is not working with Divrei HaRav. So I don't really understand if Rav Sama doesn't need Divrei HaRav. So why do we assume that Ravina needed Divrei HaRav? Like why is Rav Sama's miyut? You don't need a svara. But Ravina's miyut does need a svara. I'm not clear on that. I don't know. Okay, anyway, that's how the Bnei Yeshua learned Tzivis. And Tzivis is bothered that what was the Gemara's kasha?
Gabby, we asked that kasha in Shir. Unfortunately, I don't remember. Did we have a pshat? We asked.
What I think we learned that Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmid does not mean. Like Rashi says, Lahoya Lodishamo. I think we learned that Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmid does not necessarily mean Lahoya Lodishamos. That we tell him Lahoya Lodishamos. Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmid is just that it's Shlichus Be'isser. That it's the wrong thing to do. Not that, you know, there's. The way I'm not sure Rashi probably could read that into Rashi too, but the way the simple understanding of Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishaimim is we tell the shliach you shouldn't have listened, and therefore the shliach cannot blame the mishaleach that he was the mishaleach was the geirim because you weren't supposed to listen to him. But there is a different way. Some other people, I think, learned Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmid, just to say that it's Shlichus Be'isser. Right? And there's it's not clear what the Svara Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishaimim. Right? And there's if you learn that, it's because you shouldn't have listened, so then it would not apply by Shaygeik. But there are many people, many Rishaitim, that say that Ein Shechet Varavera, even by Shaygeik. So I think the general assumption is that Ein Shef is Varavera, at least according to those Rishayim, is because the Torah never gave Shlichus when it's an Isser. Something similar to what we said by Dawud Amis, that the Rabbanon didn't give Dawud Amis to help a person do an Isser. So the Torah doesn't give Shlichus. Shlichus is a Torah being nice to you to make it easier for you to function. But the Torah doesn't give shlichus if you're for Isurim. So then Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmid, it's just a way of saying that it's an Avera being committed. don't say that, no, as chesed, whatever, it's the right thing to do, it's an aveira. But it's not necessarily, you can even have that by chaser also. It's a chaser, it's not the right thing to do. It's surely an aveira. The Divya Rav De Talmud is just saying, don't say that, listen, it was the right thing to do, because the guy asked me, it's a chesed, he asked me to do it, I had to do it. It was nothing, you know, what do you want to, I didn't do anything wrong, there's nothing wrong. No, it's not the right thing to do. So, ein shlichus be'isser. Chatzar for sure. Not shlichus be'isser. It's shlichus be'isser. What?
Rashi and Kedushin sounds like that. Rashi says, ein shlich chashar shlich l'dvar avera. She's chayi sholcho. El arehu ka'is me'elav. He doesn't bring a svar about who should listen to anything.
Okay. So I think that's what, I don't remember.
That could be a different shot. That could be a different shot in the movement in Rashi, not like I'm saying. I mean the Havmina also knew Divrei Rav, and the Chiddush is the last words of Rashi, the Lohei Lo Lassos.
Right. Yes.
If the Gemara in the Torah is learning Divrei Rav, so why does the Gemara just say that in the answer? The Gemara said that's for.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. The Gemara is being making a more general rule out of it. In other words, the Gemara is making, according to, if I don't know. We're not sure if the Gemara is answering saying different Rav. Hashib Shad, without the plain Yeshua, we would have said even the Hamina knew different Rav. According to the plain Yeshua, that the Hamina didn't know it. So, and you want to, if the Gemara is answering, is Mechani, should I hear the question? The Gemara should have said it, but you have to say the Gemara just wants to make a general rule to that you know, telling you the principle that not just in this case we don't say Ein Sheikh Medvar Avera, but anytime it's a La Bar Chiyuva. So the Gemara is making a more of a, you know, it's telling you the application. The application of the fact that the svara is Divrei Rav is that whenever you're not a La Bar Chiyuva, there's no din of Ein Sheikh Medvar Avera.
Don't we also say like the rules that the Havamina has to be easier, like more mistabra than the Teretz? So the Bnei Yeshua is saying such a big Chiddush that the Gemara, that Tosfos is saying that the Gemara and the Havamina didn't know that Divrei Rav, which is the Mefarish Gemara, could have just said that, and whenever it had a Kasha, so the Gemara still had the Kasha. So it sounds like the Gemara is like really attacking, not accepting Divrei Rav. So
right. That's what type is.
They're also not going to accept it then, no?
Right. Now, he's saying that the Havamina, you know, that's why I said it. Even if you know it's a Pasuk, but after the Pasuk, you could touch up the Pasuk with Divrei Rav. In other words, even those people that say it's a Pasuk, you know, we prefer things should not be Xeris Akasas. So if the Pasuk, if you learn out from Shkutei Chutz, just because you're not from Shkutei Chutz doesn't mean you can't say that the svara of the pasuk is Divrei Rav. So the Tosfos is, in other words, it's not, you know, there's a plain Shua was, according to the way the plain Shua is learning, Tosfos was bothered that it's Mukhruk from the Har Gemara that the Hamina didn't know Divrei Rav. Question is, how is it possible that they didn't know it? That's the whole reason how we know Ein Sheikh Medvar Avera. And for Tosfos, that we know ancient from other sources. Why did the Hamina touch up that the instead of saying it's Xeris Akosav, they should have touched up the Pasuk is because of Divrei Rav. Apparently, because the Gemara in the Havamina was against the Svara of Divrei Rav. The Gemara in the Havamina did not hold it as far as Divrei Rav.
And so again, very much against it, like totally.
Right, they're asking Akasha.
Right, if it's so strong, so I'm just saying it's Mestamed at the terrorists also didn't hold it in Mestamed.
Well, we don't know. That's, you know, if you would say that the only way you would have a right to limit the Pasuk, you know, it's possible to say like this, that the Gemara is Hamina was you have a Pasuk, and it's Xeris Akasas. And since it's a Pasuk, you have to extend the Pasuk to all cases. So what right does Ravina have to limit the Pasuk only to a Bar Chiyuva? Or what right does Rav Sama have to limit the Pasuk only to Iboy Avid, Iboy Lo Avid? So it only makes sense if they have a Svara. And the Svara is Divrei Rav. So that would make sense, Chandigwar, that the Hamina thought it's Xeris Akasas. And if it's a Xeris HaKosa, we don't make any limitations. The Ravina and Rav Sama are saying it's a Svara. That we, not necessarily that we learn it from the Svara, but even we touch up the Pasuk with a Svara, even after, once we have a Pasuk, we give a Svara to the Pasuk, because we're out there to make an Xeris HaKosa. And since we give a Svara to the Pasuk, so the Pasuk is limited only to these cases. But Rav Nosson Meltzer said that there's a Deya, this is what gets me very confused, that said that there's a Deya that says that only Ravina used Divya Rav, which is a little bit mashman Rashi, because he only used Divya Rav in Rashi. But Rav Sama is not using Divya Rav. So then where did Rav Sama get a right to limit the Pasuk? And if Rav Sama had a right to limit the Pasuk, so why couldn't Ravina limit the Pasuk? So why do we need the Rav even in Ravina? Yeah, okay. Very unclear. So we'll have to see. But the Pnei Yeshua is a very nice Pnei Yeshua in that he's saying, at least at the Gemara and the Havamina, was not working with the Rav. I don't know. There must be other Pshatim in Taisis. Anybody have a different possible pshat in Taisis?
Lechem Abirim, maybe. I don't know. We have to look through.
Yeah, I know. There are other pshatim. There are other pshatim. I don't remember offhand. There are people that make, you know, that's what we sort of said, that people that they, based on what the drush is, they make nafkaminas alocha. But I don't know whether it would make a relevance to our shita.
Ravina and Sam don't have to say Divya Rav at all, right? Ravina and Sam still don't have to work with Divya Rav at all.
Right. Well, that's, I'm saying that if the question is like this, Ravina and Sam, we have a, according to Tzad, that's what he learned from Shkute Chutz. So we have a pasuk that ain't Shechet Va'aveira. And then we have a rule, one of the Yugim Omidas, that if the Torah says in one place, ain't Shechet Va'aveira, we make a binyan av. We make a binyan av to everywhere else. So now where does Rav Vina or Rav Sama come along with the right to limit the binyan av? That the bin, you don't make a binyan av to a case where it's a lav bar chiyuva. You don't make a binyan av to a case where it's ipoy lo of it. So if
could it be that they're learning it from this pasuk, that we see that there is a shliach by Geneva, yeah, the chatzar is a shliach, and from that they see that we have to make some kind of a limitation.
Maybe it's been tanyad.
Yeah, but then what would happen, right? You know, then it would come out that you're sticking right your neck out, that Ravina and Rav Osama would only say their din if we pass in chatzar mishum sheikh as rabbi. If you pass in chatzar mishum yad as rabbi, they wouldn't be saying their din. I don't know. You know, I don't know. You have to figure out with halacha how that, if that works or doesn't work. Pashup shot that they're holding this no matter what. Right? That's the pashas. Right? That's what Shmuel was saying. But yes. But anyway, so the question is, where do they get the right to limit the pasuk? Usually, when we make a binyan av, we make a binyan av to everywhere, and unless you have to have a svara and a chanek. So that means that they're kind of sure. So if the Svara, if they know the Svara of Divya Rav, Divya Talmud, so then it's very good that there's a Svara that it doesn't apply in these cases. But if they're not working with the Svara of Divya Rav, Divya Talmud, so where did they come along to limit it? Rav Nosson Meltzer has said, and this needs Hezber, there are some Rishayim that are saying that Ravina was able to limit it, not Ravina, Rav Sama was able to limit it Misvara without the Rav. Because Rav Sama's limitation makes sense, even without a Pasuk of the Rav, but without the Svara Rav. But Ravina's Svara only makes sense with the Svara of the Rav. Okay, the truth is, I think I can, okay, I don't know. Okay, let's go to the next Taisis. Because the real action here is in the third Taisis, the Domini Israel. So let's go slowly to the next Taisis. Yishav Yaveh B'nei Chayuvah Ninu. In time, the Tanabe Perikot Koines. Shalek as a beer beyond Kershoy de Cotton. Potter. Tamai, Bola Barca, you've been there's Tavis and his Avamina thought that the reason why you're Potter is because Ain Shep is Maravera. So Tavis asks, I, our Gemara comes out that when you're live by Chayuva, Yeshlech is Maravera. So Shaleach, the beer of Yadcher Shaita Gotten, you should be Chayuv. So he answers, there's a different reason why you're potter. You're potter, there's no shlichus for a different reason, because la b'nei shlichus. So I don't know. I don't remember, but I think that what bothered me in Tysus is in the Gemara, Lab B'nai Shlichus, that if they would be B'nai Shlichus, then it would work. You'd be Chayiv Al Shlichus. That's what Tysus saying. There's really a issue where you'd be Chayiv Al Shlichus. The reason why you're not chayiv al shlichus is because la b'nei shlichus. And the reason why by Godo you're not chayiv is because ein shlichus is baravera. So the shlichus, abira b'yad Godo, your part aina be a shliach, ein shlichus is baravera. Shlichus b'yad katan, your partner, because la b'nei shlichus nino. So what are you people saying? Anything?
The cotton to also be out because it's ain't shlich the maravera.
No, he said Tavis seems to be learning that a cotton is lab bar chiyuva, and therefore he's according to the Gemara's
havamina. That's the havamina.
What?
I mean, you can't say by cotton ain't shlich the maravera.
Tavis is havamina was the Gemara said isha ve'eved are lab bar chiyuva, so shorty cotton is also lab bar chiyuva. That was Tavis' hobby. I'm not sure about the according to Gemara's Maskana, but he's according to Gemara's hobby.
Luya taught a cotton will be a godel. Then should be the barber. So what do I care? Why do you have to come along and say
if he's a godel?
Luya taught a cotton will be a godel. Also, then should be the barber.
No, he's a cotton. He's not a bar chiyuva.
Yeah, but you could say, but say Luya taught, and I say ain't the barber. So what the tough community if he's a cotton? I said Luya taught the godel. Even though he's a godel, so what? There's also no godel. What do you have to say? What do you have to stick for cotton for? Well, Luya saw the cotton be a godel will be no good, right? So you have to come along and say because he's a cotton. They're the same thing. Say the same thing because they should have the by the cotton.
No, but the same type is having it was that by a bar chayuva, there is no din of ancient as barbera.
What? So the only reason
okay, so therefore, what I was bothered by a problem, which I did not understand, is that let's say the gado. Let's say, does the cotton, that when you sholech as a beira beyond gado or beyond chershot the cotton, you want that person to be your shliach? In other words, what shayach shlichus here? The whole din of shlichus usually needs a minui shlichus. You need das. I want you to work for me. You need the shliach who want to work for you. Obviously, over here, you don't need shlichus because the Gemara, the fact that the Gemara says that if not for the svar of ein shlich as varavera, or the whole everything shliach, because the tavis is kasha. Let you be chayiv al shlichus because it's not a bar chiyuva. What shayiv shlichus here? There's no mina shlichus. I don't want you to be like me. There's no shlichus. The cotton is not a das. When I was shaleach as a beer, I'm cashing the cotton. I'm telling the cotton, do me a favor and be my shlichus.
Well, obviously, you want him to damage stuff, right?
I want him to damage. I don't want him to be my shlichus. I'm saying here's a fire. Go burn down some of the
house. That's a shliach.
What?
Why is tzubagambli any different?
So ain't a chinami. That's what I'm saying. So I would have assumed that in this old sugya, that we're not working with shlichas, real shlichas.
Also, doesn't the mashliach have to be just like the shliach?
What?
Doesn't the mashliach have to be like the shliach? If they're not equal, they can't be one another. That's one of the
They have to be a krisis.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be the same. It has to be equal to the mashliach. Also, doesn't
right.
work.
Right, now there's that's our thing, right? I agree with you. Then the whole concept that chutzah could be a shliach, it sounds very strange. The chutzah is a shliach, but not a bar chiyuva.
But that's because ain't bar chiyuva. But the cotton would not work because not because ain't bar chiyuva, because he's not like the mishliach. The shliach can only be if he's like the mishliach, whether he's a bar chiyuva or not a bar chiyuva.
Okay, so but that's not like Taisus. Right, but then Taivis is Shver. So what Taivis is Kasha? What was Taivis asking? Taivis asked Kasha that Taivis asked Kasha, why you potter? I love Bachayuva. Taivis answered because I love Bnei
Shlichus.
Push it. You're potter because there's no Shlichus, because it doesn't want Shlichus. No one's asking Shlichus here.
So that's really a question in Kiddushin and the Havana of the Gemara in Kiddushin over there, because the Gemara in Kiddushin is comparing it to real Shlichus and the saying in Shlich Bedvar Veira over there.
Yes. Yes. I mean, even by Amira La'akum on Shabbos, they say there's a day that says Amira La'akum is usher because of Shlichus. Which is also makes no sense because you know I don't want the guy who I'm making the guy to be my shliach.
Because you can't make someone a shliach and then say oh he's not my shliach and
I'm just asking you to do something for me. I'm not asking you my shliach. I don't want you to be
that is the minoy. The minoy is asking the guy to do the malacha for you.
Pashup shad is a minoy shlichus. You have to make the person kumbaiso. I want you to be like me. I have to give you over all the yeshivish atayra that there's this tremendous gzeres hakasev in shlichus, right? There's this tremendous gzeres hakasev that shlichus is. I think we said this over. Right? This is Purim Torah that the I think it's a Sam Sefer that katan's the getting out of our shlichus. So how do you go ahead and send shalach manas with a katan? Right? Did we say that already?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Shav, he said, because for that, you don't need shlichus. You just need, I caused it. All you need, so the shlichus is a special, special din that you're not, it's not enough that I caused it. It has to be that I'm making you like me. So by Shalach Manas, there's no din that I have to make you by me. So of course it can work by a katan. So there's a special chiddush of shlichus, I'm making you like me. The chayra, Pashup Shat, in order for shlichus to work, you have to have das. I want you to be me. And you have to accept on yourself that you're going to be me.
Rebbe taught us last week. By
Kiddushin, according to many people, you make a mino shlichus, shlich la'olacha, shlich la'kabowah, you need edim to kiyam adaber. Because you're making a chaloi. What?
By tefillas kalim also that a katzin can even do tefillas kalim along those same lines because I'm being garim, it doesn't need a real shlichus because
you don't need a maisa, you don't need a just have the kalim just have to go into the mikvah, right?
If I don't have a
minoy, right, you need eidim v'kiyum adaber. Doesn't that mean because you're making a chalais, you're transforming the shliach into you? Otherwise, man, there'd be no din. You need edim to kiyam adaber. So, if you're doing a halachic chalais when you make a shliach, if I don't want you to be like me, I have no das to you like me, and you don't want to be like me. So, what shayik shlich is here? So, Sandy is right. It's a kasha the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin asks the kasha, why when you shalach miyad the gadol your potter?
Rebbe taught us last week. Rebbe talked about Rebbe brought in the case of where somebody sent the get, and they went crazy, whatever. So Rebbe said that there was I think Rebbe brought in this, that it is a shliach, like the person himself, he's taking over the person, or the shliach is just an extended hand, and the person himself is doing it. So we understand by mazik, nobody wants to be mazik. They're sending a mishaleach, right? The mishaleach sending him a hezek. So over there, is the Torah puts it by a person, and the Torah says that we sign the address back to the mishaleach, and that's his hand. His hand becomes extended through this person.
Not true. Shaleach beyond cheres shal the katan your potter. So the Torah did not assign a hand to you.
There's a Gemara over there.
The kind of you should be chayiv because yeshiach is my veira. What is one thing after? Obviously, the person doesn't want shlichus, and the Torah is going to make shlichus, so the Torah can make shlichus even if it's a katan.
Because Ravina gave a new gedder, and he gave a new gedder that we don't say that halacha when we could say that somebody's not a bar chiyuva. So once we say somebody's not a bar chiyuva, that means this assigning the address goes back to him still. That's the chiddush in this new gedder of a lav bar chiyuva in the chanami. If Ravina never came along in the chanami, the Torah wouldn't ask his kasha. But now the Ravina came along and he gave his chiddush that somebody who's a lav bar chiyuva, now the Torah still sees it, that we go back to his address and we say he is the mazik. Whether or not we say his hand makes the extension, it makes it, we look at it like he's just a long, long arm doing the damage, but the Torah says we put it back to him if he's sending through a non-bar das.
Okay, I'm still not fair. I'm sorry. I think it's fair. That was fair.
Can I just say over the question?
The Sandy says like Mara Kasha and Kedushin. I the way Kedushin is not so schwer, but our type is much schwer.
Well, we
have a din. What?
What's the Gemara and Kedushin?
The Gemara and Kedushin asks a Kasha. It says in the Mishnah, Shaleach is a Beira Biad Godo, the Mishaleach is Potter. So the Gemara asks, why is the Mishaleach Potter? So the Gemara says, because of Ainshef is Varavair. So if I only had that Gemara, I would say that the Gemara's kasha was that you should be mechayev the mishaleach because he's a goyim. And the Gemara is answering, since ain't shef is aravera, which is based on Devi Rav, Devi Atalmin, so he's not the goyim. But Tosis is going ahead and asking a kasha on a katan. By a katan, since he's not a lav bar chiyuva, so you should be chayev. And Tosis answers because ain't shechus a katan. So what you see from Taisis is that it's not enough that you have to be that you're the Geirim to be Mechayev you. According to you see from Taisis, in order to be Chayev, you need real Shlichus. And the reason why you don't have real Shlichus is because Lab B'nei Shlichus. So my problem is, if you need real Shlichus to be Chayev, so then stop, there's no real Shlichus because Shlichus needs a Minoi. Shlichus lechayra shlichus needs a minoy, needs das by them, and das shliach, and of course there's no shlichus here by gadol. When I send a fire with yad gadol, I don't want the gadol to be my shliach. I have a need that as if I burnt down the guy's field. I'm very happy if it's like shalach manis. Shalach manis, it doesn't have to be me. When I want is my neighbor's field to get burned down. I don't have to be the one that burnt it. So I'm not mocking that you should be like me. I don't want you to be like me. If I care, if I need to be like me, I'm going to be chayiv. Obviously, I don't want you to be like me. I'm sending with a katan. I want the katan to be like me. So there's no das of a minoy.
So who said you need das?
And by chatzah?
The question is, according to Bishlamo, when Altai says, I would have said that by mazik, you don't need shlichus, you just need grama. The Torah says, if you were geirim it, you sent it, and the guy did it because of you, so you were the geirim, so you're chayev, because there's a thing called grama. But Taizis clearly says that shalech es abir b'amcher shal tekatin, the reason why you're potter is because la b'nei shlichus. So that doesn't mean because you're not the geirim. That means because you're not b'nei shlichus. You say, why Why do you? If that means that you need shlichus. If you need shlichus, then you should say stop bashe. If the guy didn't have das for shlichus.
Maybe there's two types of shlichus. There's two types of shlichus. The shlichus is that if you do something for me, it's attributed to me. And then there's also shulchan shalom kamos, which means the minor.
So if the second level, the first shlichus, Huso in the Torah was Mamayat Katan, the Pashas are only Mamayat Katan from the Chiddush Shikashikas. Just like you see the Chassam Sofer says that a Katan can do Shalach Manas. Right? That means he's saying that the Miyat of Katan from Shlichas is only from the extra din of Shlichas or Shluchos Rodham Kamaiso. But the regular din of Shlichas that I'm the Goyre, you don't Mamayat Katan. That's why she can send Shalach Manas with a Katan. So if by magic, all you need is that I'm the guy, right? I'm sorry, what?
If the shliach knows that's what the shliach wants, what he maybe don't need minun. If you don't need minun means if you don't know where you're deducing something. But the shliach knows that's what the shliach, that will suffice for minun.
Okay, maybe, but I thought maybe. I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought that you have to want him to be your shliach. You have to be, and that Mina is not just to tell him. I thought I was under the impression that you have to want him to be your shliach. You have to make him your shliach. That's what I thought. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. That would be a chiddush. Maybe you got a nice chiddush that
How does the chiddush know what he wants?
They're ganging up on me.
How does the Chayrish know? How does the Shaita know what the guy wants?
He told him. He shot has a beer behind the Chayrish of the Gatan.
He's a
Shaita.
Tell your
father we can only handle two maxes at a time. Only two maxes.
He's a Shaita.
Okay.
He's a Shaita. The Shaita doesn't know what he wants.
Okay, I don't know. But Tavis maybe was asking from Gatan. I don't know what he was asking from.
That's the whole okay. thing. What? But Rebbe, how come Rebbe's asking the cash, but he doesn't have a problem from Chatzar? I don't understand. Chatzar doesn't know what he wants.
Chatzar is a pasuk. The Chatzar, we have a special gzeres a kasuv pashtas that Chatzar is a shliach because we pashup shot that we're learning out from a pasuk. Ain achinami. Without a pasuk, I would never say Chatzar is a shliach. It sounds totally illogical that Chatzar should be a shliach. The Torah made Chatzar into a shliach. Okay. Because the Torah had a pasuk, but here there's no pasuk. The cheres shaita katan when you send the be'era is your shliach. So we're now. I'm saying bishlamo without taisis. I would say you don't need shlichus. You just need grama.
Torah is mitam
shlichus. And ein shlich is maraveira is saying you're not the gairim. So the Gemara is just talking it's shlichus and grama have the same criteria. But Taisus, who comes along and says that ain't shlichus and I've been a shlichus, it means you need real shlichus. So then, stop. If you need real shlichus, then there's stop nothing to talk about. There's no mina shlichus. So what's the Gemara talking about? What's Taisus talking about?
Does Rebbe have a terrorist question?
I know. I was always under the impression that you need mina shlichus. Okay? You need das for shlichus.
If Chatzin mitam shlichus, how do you have mina?
Didn't we have the what?
If chatzis mitam shlichas, how do we have minoy?
Chatzis mitam shlichas, maybe you don't need minoy because that's a Torah can make the minoy. It's a pasuk. There you have a pasuk. So it's like zeres a kasuv. Chatzis is not a bar krisis. Chatzis is not a bar das. Am I atem b'nei bris afshulachem b'nei bris?
So why the Gemara doesn't give that answer?
So for sure, chatzis is pasul the shlichas. So it's a chatzar, it must be, you have to say, chatzar mitam shlichas is exeris akasav, that even though logically he shouldn't be a shliach, there's exeris akasav, even though Rashi seemed to say not like that. But everyone jumps so at Rashi.
What's the original Pashas?
But the Pashas is that logically chatzar cannot be your shliach, and it's a pasuk. So the Torah said it's a shliach, what do you want?
Maybe even by an Avera.
Okay, so you have a guy. What was the Gemara's Kasha? That's a good question. I agree with you. That's a good question. What was the Gemara's Kasha? That's the Shlicha Avera. You see that's part of the Xeris Akasim. Okay, I hear. I don't know. Okay, anyway, I think this is what I said. I'm a Chaburan. my first kapura. I do not recall what I answered.